Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to another day of broadcast here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, and I'm his associate and your host here on the Sounds of Faith, Brother Johnny Owens, and glad to have you along with us again today. And it's our endeavor today, is our intent to play good music that will exalt the Savior and to maybe edify you in your spirit and your heart. And then look in the Word of God, the King James Bible, which is God's infallible, preserved Word. Amen. We're going to go back to Luke 19 and look another thought or two about old Zacchaeus, amen, who climbed up in that tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And we'll go back into that study here in just a little while. Of course, we'll have our truth for the day and our prayer time as we talk to the Lord, amen, in just a little while, amen. But right now, let's get one from the choir singing one out of the old red book, amen. It says, I've never been sorry. Heard people say that they wish they had bought that brand of car rather than the one they purchased. I've heard people say, well, I wish I'd bought that single level house instead of that house with the upstairs in it. Amen. I've heard people say, I've even heard people say that they thought they was married the wrong person. Amen. But I've never heard anybody say they were sorry for being saved, sorry for getting born again. I've never heard that. I have heard this, though, and maybe you can be witness of this as well. I wish I'd gotten saved sooner. I've heard that a lot, and boy, I tell you what, I'm glad I've never been sorry. Amen. Well, why don't you come on by and pay us a visit here at Faith Baptist. If you're looking for an old-fashioned church, that's what we are. We don't put on airs for no one. We're just an old-fashioned, You know, King James Bible preaching, we sing out of the song books, the old red book, amen. We don't follow a bouncing ball. We don't have dark walls, and we don't dim the lights. We just have old-fashioned worship as the Spirit of God moves in our midst, amen. That's what built this church over 72 years ago, amen. And it still is going strong today because of that same power from the Spirit of God. Now, listen to me. We don't worship the Spirit. We worship the Savior, okay? But we do it in the Spirit, and that makes a lot of difference. Amen. So come on by and pay us a visit. We have, of course, we have prayer meetings on Wednesday nights. We had that last night. But then this coming Sunday, we'll have Sunday school at 10, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us in any of these services. Amen. Well, we're located, as you probably know, you've heard me say 100 times, but maybe there's somebody who hasn't heard it. And we're right on the corner of Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles, at the intersection of Highway 180, which is South Post Road, right there on the corner. Amen. And if you're coming up from South Carolina, we're just 2 miles inside the state line. Come on in to North Carolina, about 2.2 miles, you'll find us there on the right, coming from South Carolina. Amen. Well, come on by. We got your seat saved. Amen. And here's a good quartet number from Spencer and Leanna and Brother Justin and Miss Haley as they sing for you a classic number, I Stand Redeemed.
Think of all my faults and my failures, when I consider all the times I've let God down, I'm humbled by amazed at the mercy I have found. I could never earn His love on my own, yet every time I come before His throne, I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I stand for the great I am. When He looks at me, He sees the nail-scarred hands that bought my liberty. I stand redeemed. Even at my best, I'm so unworthy. I can give. A broken life is all I have to offer. Oh, and yet it's still a priceless gift to Him. Oh, the bitter mark of sin will never fade away, but I can come before Him unashamed. I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I stand redeemed before the great I am. When He looks at me, He sees the nail-scarred hands that bought my liberty. I stand.
Amen. Well, I'm glad I stand redeemed today. Amen. Praise God. Not in my own righteousness, no, but in the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, we'll take it from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 65 and verse 25, the word says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear." Oh, I love that. You know, a prayer, though seen to be as a prayer thought, seems to be as good as a prayer said. You know, God is always out in front of us. You can pray boldly, believe big. He is able. He is able. Hey, take your family to church. Pray. And we'll let God bless you and your family. Oh, I tell you, I like it. Oh, prayer thought is just as good as a prayer said. Only way we can pray always is for it to be an attitude as much as an action. Correct? Speaking of praying, join me in prayer time. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, giving You glory and giving You thanks for Your blessings, but asking for Your cleansing power upon our life. Lord, if there be anything in our heart or mind or speech that may have been wrong, I don't want it to hinder us, Lord. Lord, I ask You, God, to forgive me. Cleanse me, I pray. Now, Lord, I want to say thank You, God, for Your blessings. Lord, we don't have to wait till the fourth Thursday in November to be a thankful people. God's children, we ought to be thankful every day. And Lord, I do give You praise and glory in our thanksgiving for all that You are and all that You've done, all that You're doing. Thank You so very much. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask on behalf of those that may be praying along with us today, here in prayer time. God, You know their hearts. God, You know their needs. Lord, I pray, God, that You would touch those in those particular needs today. God, You have the resources. God, You know everything that we need before we have need of it. And even the truth of the day tells us that even before we ask, sometimes You're already in action. Thank You, Lord, for that great promise. Now, Lord, I'm praying for the rest of the broadcast time today and tomorrow. I pray, God, that Your will be done and have a heart and life. Lord, I'm praying that You'll touch those that may sing the next couple songs and then the preach word of God. I'm praying that Your will be done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank God for prayer time. Ain't it good to just to talk to the Lord a little bit? Amen. Amen. Well, here's a good picking number, a good little number from the right side, guys. Hope you enjoy this one again out of the old red book. Amen. I think this one's talking about sending the light. Amen. Amen. classy version of Send the Light, amen. A precious gospel light, amen. From the right side, fellas, amen. All right, let's have one more before we get back into our study in the life of Zacchaeus out of Luke chapter 19. We'll be going back there. If you want to go ahead and find your place in the Word of God, we'll be there right after Brother Justin and the girls are going to sing about that field of grace. Amen.
Clouds are disappearing, skies are turning blue. Only just a while ago, I told him I was through. He did not rebuke me, but with arms of strong embrace, picked me up and carried me into a field of
no place like grace. Amen. The field of grace from Brother Justin and the young ladies today. Amen. Well, back in our study in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 19, if I may, if you don't mind, I'd like to read the text again, and we'll take in a couple more thoughts of this story, which you've heard since you were a child, I'm sure, about Zacchaeus, the wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. Yeah, that goes back to my childhood as well. But it is a real Bible character. And it's a real good Bible application of a man who went through all kind of obstacles to see Jesus. And we'll read about it today in chapter 19, verse number 1 of Luke. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received, that's a key word today, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. We'll stop there because verse 6 and 7 is our primary two verses today. But to get us up to where we're at in the story, we've seen personalization. We've looked at Zacchaeus. His problem was that he was short or maybe just small in stature. And we've seen his expectation was to see the Lord, to see Jesus for who he was. I believe that he didn't know who Jesus was. I believe he was wanting to see who this man was that he heard so much about. But that led to a situation. And expectation is not always, without a situation. And we see here that he could not because of his person. We made note of that what he was led to what he could not do. We're a sinner. Therefore, we can't see Christ and be saved upon ourselves. It takes Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, that situation led to a contemplation. He ran before and got ahead of the crowd and climbed up into a sycamore tree. And boy, that showed some determination. As we also have noted, it took a lot of trouble for him to see Jesus. And we're not really told that he ever really saw him from the tree. But we know, and the notification that we left off with yesterday, that Jesus did see him. That's the main part. That's the main thing. We're not told about Zacchaeus, but we are told in verse 5 where Jesus looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. So, that notification, I want you to see today, I want you to see salvation. Salvation, I mentioned the verse, or mentioned the word in verse 6, and received him joyfully. Listen to me very, very carefully. I understand that we live in the buckle of the Bible Belt. But salvation is more than just something about, that's just more than just a good thought. Salvation is something that must be received. God is a perfect gentleman. He is not going to force himself on anyone at any time. And the gift of God has been given. He was hung upon a tree. And that payment has already been paid. But you and I, we must receive that. It's not just enough to talk about it. It's not just enough about just going to church, but we must personally receive salvation. And I see that here in verse number 6, when Zacchaeus, in obedience, that's a key word as well, in obedience, he did exactly what God said. He came down, he made haste, he came down, and he received Jesus joyfully. Oh, friend, today, in his notification, we saw yesterday that Zach only really wanted to get a glimpse of Jesus, but he became his guest. He got more than a glimpse. He got Jesus as a guest in his house. And boy, I tell you what, he may have left that house physically that day, but he never left Zacchaeus at all ever again, because Zacchaeus received him and was saved. So we see salvation. But when there is a move of God and when there is salvation, I want you to notice the congregation in verse number 7. And when they saw it, who are the they? You ever heard of that? You know, they say, never know who they are. You know, well, you know what they say. You know, they always said this, and well, who's they? But notice what it says in the verse, in the scripture. And when they saw it, they all murmured. The whole crowd that was looking there, maybe the same ones that maybe they had seen Jesus physically, but they'd never seen him who he was spiritually. Zacchaeus, we're not told, ever saw him physically while he was in the tree. No, we know he did when he came down and received him, but he saw him spiritually. And boy, I tell you, but all those that saw it murmured, saying, he's gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. You know, anytime you make God glad, you're going to make the devil mad. And anytime there's a salvation, there's going to be a group of people that's going to murmur, and they're going to say, well, I can't believe that Jesus would save somebody like that. I can't believe that Jesus would go home with somebody like that. Well, you know what? People like that is the very ones that Jesus came to save. Amen. We'll see that in the last thing of the broadcast tomorrow. But I see salvation. But hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the congregation that may murmur, may complain, and may even chide and maybe make fun. Because what only thing that mattered to Zacchaeus was he met Jesus. And boy, I tell you, that's the only thing that should matter to you and I. Amen. Well, God bless you. Keep listening for the sounds of faith. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.